in June, the Northern Irish politician who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998 for his pivotal role in ending decades of violence in the British province has died at age 83, his family announced Monday. Hume, the former leader of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party, shared the Nobel with David Trimble of the Ulster Unionist Party after the pair helped force the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement. It helped to end three decades of bloody strife in Northern Ireland between the largely Catholic nationalist community who want to unify with Ireland and Protestant unionists who want to remain part of Britain. We are deeply saddened to announce that John passed away peacefully in the early hours of the morning after a short illness, Dean's family said in a statement. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married astronauts, departed the International Space Station Saturday night. Microsoft Core says it's continuing talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This is U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The White House and top congressional Democrats remain at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Principals in weekend meetings between the Trump administration and congressional Democratic leaders on a new COVID-19 relief bill are calling the sessions productive, but acknowledge they're a long way from agreement. White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx is warning the United States has entered a, quote, new phase of the pandemic, with rural areas just as threatened as major cities. Birx, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told CNN's State of the Union that local virus mitigation procedures were starting to work, but added that, quote, what we are seeing today is different from March and April. At this hour, more than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. 689,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and 94,000 in Brazil. A gun battle between Islamic State fighters and Afghan security forces rages at a prison in the eastern city of Jalalabad on Monday, with at least 21 people killed after the militants' overnight assault led to a mass jailbreak. The attack began on Sunday evening with car bombs detonated at the entrance to the prison, and there were numerous other blasts heard as the gunmen opened fire on security guards. The Israeli Army Monday says it targeted a group of four people who had planted explosives along the border fence with Syria on the Golan Heights. No Israelis were wounded. An army spokesman said it was too soon to say if the squad belonged to any organization, but that Israel held, quote, the Syrian regime accountable, end quote. There was no immediate comment from Syria. Reuters is reporting that attackers suspected to be members of the Islamist group Boko Haram have killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon Sunday. The unidentified assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp of displaced people near the Nigerian border in the far north region. Indian police have arrested more than 24 people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed 14 people in the northern state of Punjab. Senior officer told Reuters police conducted more than 30 raids Sunday.